My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Brandon Scott rolling along with Seth Payne. I am in for Sean Pendergast. Having a good time here.
Having a really good time. You know, I'm glad we spent pretty much the last hour talking about fighting. Fist fights and everything. And it's technically kind of a sport, but I'm enjoying the people like Texans Cap, hardcore sports fan, we're enjoying the conversation. We went off the rails for a little bit, and sometimes people, the hardcore sports radio listeners don't like that, but I feel like we've got a lot of hardcore sports radio listeners that are identifying with our conversation.
I feel like there are universally appreciated things, if not topics. I feel like fighting is one of them. I feel like racing is one of them, like not necessarily in a car per se, but like just the idea of a race, right?
The idea of you racing somebody especially
like a foot. It's why track and field take center stage at the Olympics. Like everybody likes a good race, everybody likes a good fight. I think food is a unifier. So like if we sat up here and started talking about food, that'd be another thing that I feel like people would give their input on. Like certain topics and things are universally appreciated, and I feel like fighting, at least as a discussion, maybe not as the actual act itself, but to watch or talk about or observe, everybody can do it. Everybody can appreciate fighting.
It does well on the internet, I've noticed.
100%. Now, I wonder if people are going to want to fight me for this, because I'm going to tell you why your team sucks.
And this is Brandon, I'm really glad you brought this up, because the Drew Magary, who used to write for Deadspin, the back when it was whatever it is now.
Back when it was good. When it was
entertaining. I used to read this. He used to do this every year. He does it for every team. He used to do it for Deadspin. Every single team he does it. And a lot of people don't realize that it's a joke. But it also does tend to bring up, he does a piece on why your team sucks for every team in the league, and he still does it. He does it for Defector Media. But I had completely forgotten about it once it wasn't always popping up again. So I have not read this, and I'm eager to find out why the Texans suck.
Yes.
I'm really glad that you did this.
And so he starts off with the record, the 2023 record, and calls it the most stunning one-year turnaround in recent memory. So he leads with that is why they suck. So you can kind of feel the tone of sort of this resentment for the Texans' recent ascension, if you will.
Yeah.
But I'm going to skip down here because there's a lot here that's really good. But I'm going to skip down here to the coach. D'Amico Ryans.
Oh, he takes on D'Amico. Okay. Your former teammate. I can't wait to read the comments later because, man, he's going all Steven Nelson on D'Amico. That's not a smart move, okay?
Why your team sucks.
Yeah.
Houston Texans edition. Let's go with your coach, D'Amico Ryans. This is what he has to say. And this is Drew Maggery, as you mentioned, from formerly of Deadspin, now of the Defector Media. D'Amico Ryans, who's frustratingly competent, I'm so used to Texans head coaches either being replaceable stiffs or rage addicts that I'm frozen by the sight of Ryans not only being a good coach, but a likable one. Yeah. Meanwhile, and he mentioned Josh McCown earlier. Meanwhile, the aforementioned Josh McCown is now on my team's coaching staff. And I think he's doing a great job talking about D'Amico Ryans. The F is going on here. So D'Amico Ryans is why they suck, but basically because D'Amico Ryans is excellent. And the Texans suck because D'Amico Ryans is excellent.
Oh, okay. All right. Boy, he couldn't even bring himself to be satirically critical of D'Amico Ryans.
Yes.
Josh McCown is with the Vikings. So Josh McCown keeps skating by. Like he was supposed to be the guy that was going to help Bryce Young become great, but then he gets fired and Bryce Young continued to suck, so you can't blame him for that. Now he's up there with J.J. McCarthy, and like nothing's going to become of that for at least a year. But, so D'Amico Ryans being really likable is why the Texans suck. Yeah. I can accept that one.
Yes, I like it. So far, so good. And just real quick on Josh McCown, he kind of did this head coaching thing in reverse, right? He becomes a head coaching candidate and then does the legwork of coaching and being a middling assistant coach. Like normally it goes in reverse, but
yeah, it's a strange dynamic.
It is a strange order in which he did that. Keeping on with why the Texans suck. Your quarterback, C.J. Stroud. Here's what Drew Maggery had to say about C.J. Stroud. Got dinged prior to the draft for allegedly crapping the bed on a fake aptitude test and then became one of the best quarterbacks in the AFC by his third game of the season. Stroud was so good a year ago that the eye of Ruben landed on him. And then he's got a picture of him at the white party with Rick Ruben standing with Paolo Banchero. He says, well, it was nice while it lasted. Can't say I'm jazzed to watch C.J. Stroud appear at Fanatics Fest in 2025 to tell attendees that it's never a sin to dream. Behind Stroud are Davis Mills, and, who he also calls Mike Glennon. He says, behind Stroud are Davis Mills, a.k.a. Mike Glennon or Mini Glennon, and the immortal Case Keenum. In other words, C.J. Stroud better not get hurt.
I'll tell you what, man, honestly, I'm a little bit disappointed. This kind of falls in line with what the rest of the national media has done over this last offseason. It's really hard to find Texans haters. I mean, this is like Drew Maggery, usually, even though you know it's funny, even you know that it's a humor article, there's a few moments where you got to remind yourself of that. So far, this just sounds like he's jaded more than anything.
Yes.
He hasn't given a genuine criticism other than calling Davis Mills a mini Glennon.
What might not suck? This is what he says, what might not suck. I can't believe an NFL team unveiled new uniforms that are genuinely new, but the Texans bloody did it. Those get-ups are nice, all caps on nice. Not as nice as the old Oilers unis, but you get what you can. You take what you can get.
It's begrudging praise more so than it is an evisceration of them. Does he say anything that's genuinely negative about the Texans in this article?
The only thing that I think is negative, he takes a shot at attendance and uses a J.J. Watt tweet to do so. J.J. talks about NRG Stadium shouldn't have an empty house, C.J. being an MVP-level talent as a rookie. And we know there were times where the crowd didn't necessarily reflect the excitement of the team or the caliber of the team. So he did talk about that, and he did take a swipe at at Bob McNair, called it a, you know, mentioned a racist co-founder. You know, that kind of stuff's got to make it into a defector article. It's not a defector article if you don't call somebody racist at some point. So that was like a, that was like, you know, meeting a quota, if you will.
Yeah.
But other than that, no, man, the Texans, your team sucks because other fan bases resent them for how damn good they are.
This feels like I went to a heavyweight fight and both the fighters showed up drunk. You know, when you're like, oh boy, this is going to be one for the ages.
Nope.
Here we go. They're just leaning on each other.
Nah,
or
not
there's
at all.
A fix that's in or something, you know. Okay. That's the thing that's making me eerily suspicious. It makes me nervous. It makes me fear the ambush. The fact that when everything's going just fine and nobody foresees any issues or anything. You know what that was like? 1928.
Uh-oh.
Back before there was no... People have gone back and tried to find the people that forecast the Great Depression or that everything was about to fall apart. Nobody was predicting it. Everything was rosy. We're in a new age of prosperity. Nothing's going to change now, this. And then bam.
What's with the doom and gloom? Leave it to Seth to take us back 100 years, man. You what's with the doom and gloom?
I stay ready so I don't have to get ready, Brandon. Same way with my fighting. That's why nobody tests me, because they know I stay ready. Damn it.
Seth Payne, a stay ready all-star. Who knew?
Got my brass knuckles in my pocket.
Know your history or you're bound to repeat it. I will say.
The problem is sometimes where people get into trouble with like being too confident about the future, it's because it's you never know what uncertain. You never know what type of surprise is coming. People get too hung up in like, oh well, look like real estate never fails, so it's something else we have to worry about. There's always something that's never happened before looming around the corner. So you just always got to be ready to be able to stick and move. That's a lesson. By the way, I say this before anybody accuses me of being too negative. This is a lesson I learned from a book that Nick Caserio had recommended to me, Same As It Ever Was, where it talks a lot about the unpredictability of the future and where sometimes you get lulled into a sense of confidence because you know that these other catastrophes that have happened in the past are very unlikely to happen, but then there's always a brand new type of catastrophe that nobody envisioned. So you got to stay ready for whatever might come.
So since we're talking about staying ready, and obviously in this piece, it was a hard time finding criticisms of the Texans. But we just got their roster yesterday. I'll use this as a long-winded way of asking you this question. Since Drew couldn't do it. What sucks about this team? Where is their weakness, if at all? Like, now that you know what the roster looks like, what the Texans roster looks like, what about this team do you either not like or feel like you need to be sold more on?
Okay, the thing that's 100% still unproven, because there's weaknesses on the roster, just like every team that wins the Super Bowl every year has weaknesses on their roster. Like it's not a barrier to winning a Super Bowl if you don't have 22 all pros out there at any given time. So that the various issues at linebacker right now or depth at cornerback, I'm concerned about those things, but it's not like it's impossible to play good defense without it. By far, the biggest concern I have, and this is one thing that I think a lot of people in the national media neglected when talking, including some really smart, hardcore film watchers, they neglected to discuss the fact that the Texans were horrendous at running the football last year, and that so far in the preseason, the starters haven't looked good running the ball. So even without boiling it down to who they have at offensive line or running back or anything else like that, Bobby Slowik is still, as of yet, unproven in terms of showing that he can actually put together a good rushing offense. And he was passing game coordinator in San Francisco, and you know, obviously that's Kyle Shanahan's offense, but he comes here and he puts together a hell of a passing game, but the running game was one of the worst in the league. So for me, if they want to be genuinely elite, they've got to be at the very least, respectable rushing offense this year. The addition of Joe Mixon helps out a lot, but beyond that, it's really a big question mark for him.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So this is where I would say I had a blind spot, because I've been on this exact point that you just made. I've been thinking this since last year, and it was something to monitor going into this year with Bobby Slowick. But I think I was naive or just had a blind spot for how difficult it would be for an offensive mind to scheme up a run game. Like, yeah. I think I just kind of took for granted that, hey, you know offense, you know football, you understand the X's and O's, and then it just comes down to a matter of your personnel. Do you have the offensive line that can block it? Do you have the running backs that can run it? And therefore, can you execute it? But it wasn't until I saw how badly the Texans struggled with it last year. And I understand their offensive line had issues last year, and that Damian Pierce maybe wasn't necessarily the best fit for what they were trying to do at times. But you've even talked about how, look, there are certain plays that do seem like they fit his skill set properly, that he's still not necessarily seeing the way he should. But it's also highlighted for me, and then going into this year, that there is something to how you scheme up a run game. And to the point that you just made about Bobby Slowick, I think that he is a net positive for you, and Bobby's going to get some opportunities after this year. I'd be shocked if he didn't, but that is an open question. Like, not just the personnel side, but on Bobby's end as well.
I'll tell you, honestly, I've learned more about offensive line play since I retired from the NFL than I knew when I was in the NFL. And it's one of the things that I regret. I wish, like, a lot of the stuff that I've learned now, because now that I have to talk about and criticize offensive linemen at times, I am always, like, when I think a guy screwed up on a play, I've got a roster of former teammates that I send film to be like, just like, okay, this is what I'm seeing. Am I correct here? And it's just amazing how complex it is at times, and like just how hard it is even for those guys to figure out, you know, without knowing the game plan and exactly how they typically do things, exactly who screws up on any given play. And that part of it is where usually if you look at Kyle Shanahan offenses, the rushing, when he's been at different places, the run game improves in the second year over the first year. And there have been a couple times where the run game was already really good in the first year. There have been others where it wasn't so hot, and then it became really good in the second year. There's a lot of nuance. There are a lot of decisions that need to be made pre-snap, that some of it is just guys need reps and they need time. And you've got an offensive line coach who is new to the system as well. So that's where this year, if they can do it, it's not out of the ordinary for them to take a big leap in the second year. We haven't seen it yet, so we just got to see it. And I'm relatively optimistic that it's going to be a lot better than it was last year, but I want this team to be elite offensively.
Yeah, so for all the hand-wringing that we've had about the run game for the Texans, and this is not to to do excuse making, but it is worth pointing out. Rookie offensive coordinator who was a pass game coordinator before. Rookie quarterback who, as you've noted a lot on this show, needs to take the next step in his ownership of the run game. So didn't necessarily have that club in his bag as a rookie, right? Even a quarterback knowing when, like, actually being involved in the run game, and the offensive line coach being new to the system. Like,
yeah.
On top of the fact that they had those injuries along the offensive line, like, those are four components that could contribute to a run game not necessarily being as strong. Between not having the experience there and coaching it and executing it, on top of the fact that you've got those injury issues.
And then we also, you know, there's the question marks of, as excited as I am about Cam Akers, that it is still a guy that's coming off of his second Achilles tendon tear and who wasn't, you know, didn't look awesome in after his first Achilles tendon tear. So that's a huge X factor that I, as excited as I am about what I saw from him in the preseason, we got to see how that goes. And then obviously the Dameon Pierce, I've grown tired of talking about Dameon Pierce, partly because, Brandon, I feel bad afterwards. When I talk about, because I have to talk about Dameon in the way that I see, like, the way he's played over the last year and during this training camp and everything, there's things I got to critique, and I hate it. Like, I hate it. I feel bad about it afterwards because it feels like I'm attacking the guy, and I 100% am not. I'm just trying to call it like I see it. I genuinely hope I'm 100% wrong on some of my opinions about where Dameon Pierce is right now, because I don't like feeling this way.
It is emotionally taxing because Dameon Pierce is a fan favorite, and look, we all like the guy. This is just what we've seen, and what we've seen is that he did not seem to make the most out of his opportunities either last year and certainly not in the preseason. But a couple of guys on this Texans team that did make the most of their preseason and training camp opportunities. That's next on Payne and Pendergast. Stay there, Sports Radio 610.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.